plans to make. No more maps to study. Somewhere above our heads, the fleet we built with such pride and care is fighting to the end. In a few minutes, not one of all those thousands of machines will be left in the sky. I know that for all of us here, surrender is unthinkable, even if it were possible. So in this room, you will shortly have to die. You have served your cause and deserve better. But it was not to be. Yet I do not wish you to think that we have wholly failed. In the past, as you saw many times, my plans were always ready for everything that might arise, no matter how improbable. You should not, therefore, be surprised to learn that I was prepared even for defeat. Still the same superb orator, he paused for effect, noting with satisfaction the ripple of interest, the sudden alertness of the tired faces of his listeners. "My secret is safe enough with you," he continued, "for the enemy will never find this place. The entrance is already blocked by many hundreds of feet of rock." Still there was no movement. Only the director of propaganda turned suddenly white and swiftly recovered, but not swiftly enough to escape the master's eye. The master smiled inwardly at this belated confirmation of an old doubt. It mattered little now.